time's the charm. Welcome back to Shake Down Shan. It's been a long break. That's okay. We've got a lot going on, like usual. Beginning of September, we got back to school, back to Cub Scouts, back to soccer. We got the annual birthday anniversary trip. This year we didn't go to D.C., we went to Maine, to Portland, Maine. And Portland is awesome. It's 48 breweries in the Portland area. It's crazy. They're tied second in the country with Vermont for most breweries per capita. And we met a lot of great people. We went hiking. I was zip lining. Never been zip lining before, so that was fun. It was scary.
It
was at first, because I don't like ladders.
Right.
And, like, to get up in the treetops, you gotta go up like two really tall and long ladders. That was the scariest part. The rest was fine. But I was like not having the ladders. I kept saying in my head,
you mean it's been a year since you went to Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel, that seems like it was a month or two ago.
No.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah, it's been a year.
Wow.
And let's see what else. Soccer games. No, it's been on a winning streak on the green team. They've won every game so far. And we just won this morning, 5-0. I saw Lorenzo Ray last weekend.
Oh yeah, yeah. Finally. I read about that on your Facebook.
Oh yeah, it was great. We went to Jones Beach Theater and it was the most incredible show ever.
Really?
It was very fun to see that. And yeah, so I think that's all that we've been up to.
Well, that's good.
It's a great time to come back to the studio with everything that's been going on this week.
I'm busy.
One thing after another, and I just can't seem to keep up with it all. So I know we've got this whole impeachment thing going on. Couldn't be a better time either. They talked about it since he's been in, and since before he's been in, you know, if he's going to get in, they're going to impeach him or something. And they're trying to do this. It's been a topic for 4 years, and of course, they're going to wait until right before re-election, right before election time.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like it was strategically played. It doesn't surprise me at all. I also feel like I was watching a CNN coverage when they first got redacted papers or whatever. And it was hilarious. I made Joe watch it. I was like, we need to watch this. It's just so funny. It's like a reality TV show or something. It's like they're not even giving like facts or anything. They have their mind. Obviously, they're biased already. We already know that.
Sure.
All news stations have a bias.
Right.
Whatever they need. And they shouldn't, because news is news and it should be. You should just be giving us the facts. That's for us to figure out. But they're on there, and the way they're reading the paper is just so funny. And this is breaking. This is going to destroy. And like they already know. Like, so first of all, most people in this country don't even understand what impeachment really is.
No.
Impeachment is not immediate removal from office. Impeachment is to bring to question. It's like to bring to trial. They still have to be convicted of what they're being questioned about. I mean, you're innocent until proven guilty, and I just hate how everyone jumps on this bandwagon that you're guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
It's not what you're founded on. So just give us the facts. And they had this one senator, I forgot his name, they brought on, they had like three CNN people and then one senator. And he was talking about it, and they're basically trying to like force him to say like this is damaging, like this is. And he goes, well, we don't even have all the facts. Like,
I know.
He kept just trying to say like, look, you gotta wait for everything to come out. And they were like, they were really upset with him, which was kind of disturbing.
Well, the thing is that they didn't even before they had the information. before he released the transcript, and they were already accusing him of impeachable offenses, the Democrats, and they didn't even have the transcript yet.
Right. So, what I don't understand is how, if we're going to take a president on trial for high crimes and misdemeanors, I would consider killing innocent civilians a high crime.
Mm-hmm.
We're not taking Trump or our last three presidents for impeachment on that.
No,
like everybody
right.
That's continuing wars in the Middle East.
Well, not only the Middle East, but you go back far back as, let's say, Vietnam.
It's just incredible that when people get so fed over. And then this also makes me very upset about this whole climate change debate, too, that we're worrying so much on something that we don't even really have enough science for. There's a lot of pseudoscience out there on both sides of the climate debate. I feel like we haven't been here for the history of the Earth. So how do we know that the Earth isn't just doing a natural phasing of climate? I mean, at one point we were a ball of ice, and I can guarantee you that our climate now is not the climate that the dinosaurs had.
Right.
And so obviously there's a shift in climate throughout time. And what if our climate is just naturally changing? Whereas I need to be shown the science on that. I want to be shown factual science on both sides of the debate, make my own decision. I don't like that we have politicians using children up there to get their agendas passed by, especially when there's other things they could be using these children for, like, I don't know, anti-war. Like, where is the push on that? They're so worried about killing off the human species and killing ecosystems, but they're not worried about what bombs do to whole entire environment.
Right.
This girl's up there saying ecosystems are crumbling. What about all the nuclear radiation we left in Japan? It's just mind-blowing. Like, why aren't you up there saying that warfare is causing a lot of environmental problems?
And the thing is, too, you know, what we left in Japan, but there's so many countries now testing nuclear bombs, and all that stuff is going...
Right, so where's the emotion behind that? Why are you just attacking one president? Why are you not attacking the entire establishment?
Right.
Why are you up there fighting for the left when they're doing the same exact thing? They're not doing anything to help either.
Well, the thing is, there's several points that I have a problem with. Number one, you know, you have a lot of great scientists on the other side of that, too, speaking the way we think. One of the things is that they said there's so many, volcanic eruptions every day that throw ash into the sky that block sunlight. So it's going to cool, you know, the temperature down somewhat. And because there was a big one in Japan, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, and the ash came right across the Pacific, and it was affecting the whole area as it was coming over. All right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then, not only that, but if we completely stop every pollution thing that they're saying to correct, it's only going to affect 8% of the world's 92% of the world is going to keep doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never going to change.
The way I see it is that no matter what you try to force people to do, they're going to keep living how they want to live. And if people really care about the environment, they're going to do everything they can to help the environment.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at China. You think China's going to stop polluting? They're the biggest polluter in the world. You think they're going to stop?
Just because we tell them to.
Right.
But But I mean, people who really care are going to do everything that they can. And we've had a really big green movement, but I don't think getting politics involved in being green is the way to go. And it's honestly not one of the most important issues in politics.
Right.
Something funny that I saw last night, I saw Nancy Pelosi, this is just a side note, she was talking about the HR bill that went through about ethics and politics, which is something that's in it. But she said, she goes, the problem is not that there's too much money in politics, the problem is that there's not enough money in politics.
Oh my God.
I couldn't help but laugh. Millions and trillions of dollars, billions, trillions, whatever dollars that we have in politics is apparently not enough. But that just shows what she's after, like what her agenda is. It's all money and profit driven.
Sure.
And it's ridiculous. It's what most politicians, I'd say 99.99% of the people in Washington, if not 100% of the people in Washington, are profit.
Well, yeah, because if you go in, let's say you get elected to Congress or the Senate.
Well, yeah, they don't even have terms.
No. And, all right, you're elected and you make $150,000 a year, right? That's a salary. Why is it that so many of these people, after two terms, end up having $10 million? They're multimillionaires. Mm-hmm. If they make $150,000 a year, how are they getting their money? They're getting it from lobbyists and by passing laws for big companies. And, I mean, it's just what happened with, this Trump impeachment thing. Now, I mean, you can't believe 90% of what they're saying, the Democrats are saying. They get up every day and say, well, he probably did something wrong. Let's just talk about something and they'll pick it, the news will pick it up. But Joe Biden's son got a job for a gas company in the Ukraine, and he wasn't qualified. He didn't know anything about gas. He didn't know anything about engineering. And they appointed him to the board, and he made $1 million a year. Right? Then he made a deal with China through that and made $1 billion. All right, so what? Now it didn't go directly to him, it went to a company that he had with a friend. All right, so they made the payments to that company, not to the Biden guy. And his father had gone over to talk to the Ukraine, all right, just before he got that position. So, I mean, you can put two and two together. You got the transcript from President Trump's phone call, which doesn't show that it was a quid pro quo. Phone conversation, but you do have a trace of possible money laundering with the Bidens. But do the Democrats say, well, let's just have an investigation into this? No, they don't. It's got to be about Trump. So I think there's too much money in politics.
Oh, yeah.
There is way too much money. And there, as we've talked about before, there should be term limits. And politicians should not leave with the money that they get through their lobbyists, or the money they raise for fundraising that they didn't use. I mean, some of these people that have been in for 30, 40 years have $20, $30 million that when they're through, they can take with them. And that shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. One thing about impeachment is if it is successful, Trump cannot be able to be reelected.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a lot of fishiness about it. I mean, they're always skeptical about what anybody in politics is doing and what their motives are. But it's like fresh out of the House of Cards episode. I think I've actually before you have.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that.
Absolutely. But it's just like a House of Cards episode where they've got election coming up, they don't want him reelected, they're trying everything possible. To be honest, I don't want anybody that's running to be elected. So more of a standalone. So, but I mean, they're so set on him trying not to get him reelected and trying to do everything possible. They're trying to build ties and buy votes. They're trying to make it so this is successful. They're trying to find actually anything that possibly can and make it so he can't be up for reelection and win because honestly, on the Republican side, I haven't seen any strong candidates.
No.
On the Democratic side, I've seen way too many people just in general, way too many candidates in general. And they're all just tearing each other apart. And it's really, really scary. We've got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders up there. That all I can think about is like the Empire and Star Wars.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know that I read an article the other day that the Democratic Wall Street people that have big, big money that donate to the candidates when the, you know, when they run, they've already told the Democratic National Committee that if Elizabeth Warren is their presidential candidate, they're going to spend their money on Trump, that they will not back Elizabeth Warren. I mean, Bernie is out. I mean, he's just...
But he's still up there spewing these ideas. Like, we all know he's not going to be it. He's not going to be it. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't think Elizabeth Warren is going to be it either.
But there's really nobody else. There is a candidate that was interviewed last night at the Tucker Carlson show on Fox. And he is a moderate Democrat. And, I mean, he is so moderate, but he wants, I mean, he doesn't make any bones about being a Democrat, but he's saying everything that they should do is get back to debate, working with the other party, we need to get things done. And do you know Elizabeth Warren tore into him?
Yeah,
and right on the debate, I mean, so you're never...
What's it?
Oh, I can't think of his name now. He used to be... governor of the state. I'll know, but I'll let you know by the next show. But I mean, you know, he doesn't believe in any of this. He said the party's gone to the really extreme left, and he thinks it's just a like maybe a 10 or 15 year blip because these people are going to be gone because once they find out that people just don't like them, that. Because probably half of them won't be reelected again because people that voted them in didn't know how bad they were, the big policies they want to put in. So he said a lot of them will probably be knocked out either in a primary or by the other party. And he said that'll make them realize that they can't be that way. So he thinks it's just a blip that these people got in and are causing so much problems.
I hope.
But there's a great woman in the Republican Party, and who's the lady that's not going for impeachment, and she's more of a moderate Democrat, too, because she said this is going to kill the Democratic Party, this impeachment thing. She's afraid that it's just going to, you know, blow them out of the water, but she's a moderate. The lady that was the UN secretary, can't forget her name either. She was the governor of Louisiana or Arkansas. She's another really good. We got a lot of good women that are moderates, but unfortunately.
Was it John Delaney?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, Delaney. I think it's Delaney. I mean, you know, he's. If he got elected, I probably wouldn't be upset. But Warren got in such an argument. She goes, see, this is what's wrong. I mean, she laid the guy down. He's just standing there smiling. I mean, he knows how nutty these people sound.
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty confident that they're not going to be it. But I've been wrong before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong with that thought. But they are up there, and it is very dangerous that they are up there talking about these things. I mean, they have a right to be up there, but it's very, very, what they're saying is very dangerous because people are buying it.
But see, he even said, the way, he said, I don't know about leadership in the Democratic National Party. He said because he thinks that they're really keeping down moderate Democrats. He said because look at the way you have to debate. You've got to raise so much money just to get on the stage to debate that you can't bring your ideas or your platforms in front of the American people, because that's why there's so many of these nuts on the stage. It's sad, yeah.
Did you hear that there was this talk about Beto? Aurora?
Yeah.
Aurora?
No.
He's up there. I was watching this one day. I don't know if it was the other day or not, but he's up there talking about how he will be coming to your AI
show. Oh, yeah.
Whatever. And the whole crowd is cheering.
I know.
And it's crazy. He went to Kent State and was telling them that the only people who need firearms are the police.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. He was, here again, and I, a congressman or something from Texas, okay, and he told the crowd when he was politicking for that position that he had, that he would never be in favor of taking guns away from anybody. That everybody in the country, yeah, in Texas, anywhere in the country, he would never be for taking the guns away. And then he gets to run for president, and the first thing he says is, you know, I'm going to take guns away then. And I tell you, these people were so faced. But see, the press is so against Trump that they just promote these Democrat people and they never check into their backgrounds and what they did before, what they said before. And it's very frustrating.
I understand that, like, a lot of these people that are, like, heavy on gun control, a lot of them might, like, have their heart in the right place, like, thinking that it's going to help with, like, shooters and stuff like that. But, like, you have to think about the big picture. If they put into place laws that take away our rights to have firearms, A, it's unconstitutional, and that would be a thing that should be helpful. But B, say it's fine and dandy through their presidency or whatever, because they're not a power lord.
Mm-hmm.
And everything seems to be going okay, but then you get the one person in power that is very authoritarian, very tyrannical, and we have all of our stuff taken away because the president's back. Now, that's an act. We've got this person here who abuses that, and we're defenseless. And it can go so wrong in so many ways, and that's why we as people need to be allowed to defend ourselves.
Yeah. Well, here again, I mean, it's on Fox, but I just can't watch any of the other networks. But they interviewed the father of Martha McCollum, interviewed the father of one of the students in Florida that was killed. And this guy's originally from New York, but he lives in Florida now, and his daughter was killed. And he said, and he just wrote a book, and he said the reason was not because of guns. He said that this stuff is happening. And one of the problems is that a lot of these people are copycat shooters. They want their 5 minutes of fame. There was a thing on Facebook going around, and you know, I looked into it, and it really is true. Back in 1967, you could buy guns, any gun you wanted, through catalogs, even Sears and Montgomery Ward's. You didn't need a background check. You didn't need a license. You could order it and pay for it, send your check in, and they would send you the gun. And there were no mass murders, no mass shootings, being able to get a gun through a Sears catalog or a gun catalog. No mass shootings. So what does that go to show you? Is it the guns?
No.
No.
Definitely, I mean, you don't look into all of the variables. And that's a big problem. know, if there any topic you did that was a hot topic, people pick a side, but don't think about all the variables that are in here, and that goes to climate change thing too. There's just the science is not consistent. It's all over the place. It's just too many variables. And it's the same with the gun control stuff. It's, I don't know if there's a right answer or solution. And honestly, it should be up to the people to decide.
Right.
You, like, individually, do you want to be in a family or not? Do you want to defend yourself or not? But it's just, you know, oh yeah, so who's that Kenzie telling everybody there at the Capitol rally or whatever, that the only people that need firearms are those at Kent State.
I know.
Of all places.
Yeah.
Like, how is the outraged mob not coming after him for how insensitive that was?
Right.
Like, where are the outraged mobs?
Because it's the media. They don't. I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of people that said things about that comment, but you're not going to hear it.
Right.
But my goodness gracious, if Brett Kavanaugh said it, or President Trump said it, it'd be an article for impeachment.
Yeah, whoever the mainstream media is not backing said it, you would hear about it.
Sure.
Yeah. Alright, so what is that? Do you have any of the, like, I haven't looked
Well, no, I mean, just from what I hear, now that the whistleblower is, they believe that he was he or she was a CIA agent who has a career position. He wasn't appointed or that. However, the information, because he heard this secondhand. I mean, he didn't hear it firsthand. And I guess when president talks to a foreign, you know, his counterpart in a foreign country, that nobody can be in the room with him. And if they are, they can't take notes. And the only people that take notes are a few people that... Right. Stenographers? Yeah. And... because he was saying from several White House officials he got this story from, and he wouldn't have done that. I can believe there was a leak, because there's so many leaks.
So this is something when they were reading the people kept saying many people reported the same thing, but like, where are the names?
Exactly.
Tell me the names. Who is it? If you're gonna leak this information, leak the names too. And why is there no transparency to us? We're given a story with no details.
Yeah.
You know, like, how can we decide what's going on? The way I think things should happen is that news channels should be like recordings of like the investigations, the meetings, and everything. That way you watch it if you're interested and you actually really want to know. And that way you have all the facts, you don't have these biased people making the story for you. And honestly, the report that came out when they say many people said the same things about this and came to me with it, and their stories are all the same, sounds like a bunch of baloney. And I don't know what to believe, and I won't know, we won't know until all of the facts come out. And, I mean, it's just, how do we even, when the facts do come out,
right,
how do we know that they are the facts?
Right.
There's been so much.
There are so many stories, and without.
So much this past 4 years.
See, there's no
how
fact.
Do you believe anybody?
That's right. I mean, the same thing about this. Trey Gowdy, who's a retired congressman, one of the top attorneys, you know, in South Carolina, was on last night, and he said, you know what, in a court of law, if you brought this case before a jury, number one, with the whistleblower case, right? There's a statute in the whistleblower law that it can't be secondhand information. You have to have heard it yourself. Because, and somebody could say, I could say anything about you.
And if many people came to them, how do we not know that it wasn't orchestrated?
Exactly. That's what he was saying. And the thing is, but you know what? In politics, you can accuse somebody of something, and it doesn't matter if it's true or not. All right? So how can you believe anything?
Right.
That whistleblower, that actually, they took that out of the political whistleblower law. They took that you can't use hearsay evidence. But see, what I would do if I was investigating this, I'd get the guy, even if it's behind closed doors, it's still testimony, and it can be made public later, and say, we want to know who gave you this information. And then they can interview those people.
I think as the public deserve to know everything. It's our government. It's supposed to be government for the people, by the people. And, oh, that brings me back to that HR bill that Nancy Pelosi was talking about. I think that's what it's called, HR bill. But it's about trying to bring ethics back into government.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw somewhere, I don't remember what it was, it's crazy to even think about putting a law or a bill or whatever into effect about ethics of politicians. Because A, none of you are ethical. And B, what's to say my definition of ethical is the same as your definition of ethical? Like, what is the standard? What is, nobody has the same exact definition of ethical.
Right.
And so, if we're talking ethics, is it ethical to be in a war overseas all these years that we relied into killing people? Is that ethical?
I know.
Are we going to take everybody else to trial for all these unethical things? Like, but how come all of that is deemed ethical, but now that we have an untraditional politician in office,
right,
ethics are being brought up to question?
Well, I'll back this up. I think you hit the nail on the head there. This president is not a politician. It doesn't matter if he's in office, because he's very well situated financially, and he doesn't have to worry about anything. He's trying to do what's right for the country. I honestly believe that. And he's done a lot of good things, but they can't stand that he doesn't play political games. I mean, even Republicans dislike him because he won't play political games. And, you know, but I'll tell you, when this all came out, all right, about impeachment and all these people now, and the Democrats make it sound like there's so many people that are yelling for impeachment. There's three polls that say that the impeachment percentage from citizens has gone down since the release of this information. And in 3 days, people have donated $14 million to the Trump re-election. So why would people still donate money to him if they wanted to impeach him, you know? And then, I don't know if you heard, but when Adam Schiff opened his, he's the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, he opened his statement by saying that President Trump said 7 times, I want you to dig up dirt on Joe Biden. I want you to dig up dirt on Joe Biden. And he said it 7 times. And then, which he never said. And he said some other things that were totally out of that transcript. So after, they took him to task, and they said, "Why did you say that? It wasn't in the transcript." And he said, "Well, it was I was using parody." So they said, "Using parody as a chairman of a committee during a committee hearing in front of how many millions were watching that hearing that day?" They said, "That's unheard of." And so now people are calling for him to be removed as chairman of, I mean, that is just plain stupidity on his part. But this is how bad they want to get rid of him. That they'll go for millions of people on TV and act like a bunch of goons.
Oh, we saw it before with the whole
dossier thing. Oh, yeah.
And then the whole collusion.
Yeah.
How long that went on.
Yeah.
After all of this nonsense, it just leads me to believe in, it sucks if, this is true and everything, and, there is something really sinister that Trump is doing, and then he ends up being guilty of it, or whatever, but I can't wrap my head around to believe that he is, after all this nonsense that he's been through all these years.
Not only the money.
Right, and all of this stupid money we've been spending.
And the fact that nothing's getting done.
No.
You're spending too much time.
Because they're all too worried
about
Trump. Yeah. And making sure he's not there again. And, sorry, I remember my rabbit.
Okay.
So I was saying, who is to say what standards are to be held to? And what is ethical for every person? It's all different. So Trump tweeted back at the Greta girl, and honestly, I found what he said hilarious. It was very sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
He knew her point, what she was saying, and so he just found the moment to be funny. And people were so outraged because apparently comedy is not something that a person of power can do. I thought it was funny. But people are outraged about what he said to her. And honestly, what do you expect from him? We all knew who this guy was before he came to office.
Right.
We all knew he's not a good speaker. We all knew he says messed up stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody thought that him becoming president would change anything about who he is. Why are you trying to hold him to a certain standard?
Right.
He's not that standard. So why, when he says stuff that you're not okay with, why are you surprised? Why are you, you know who he is? Do you expect anything different? Do you expect anything less? I definitely don't.
No.
The stuff that he says is definitely stuff that Donald Trump would say.
Right.
I'm not surprised.
No. And the thing with any politician, I think, is you have to look at their record. I mean, if they're doing a good job, look at their record. And he's well received in other parts of the world. He's well received. I mean, he tells countries just as it is, if you want to be part of NATO, pay your share. The United States should have to carry you in that. But you got to look at his record. And he's been doing a lot of good things. And he's trying to do things that he promised he would do when he was running for president. Unfortunately, he can't get the Democrats' help, which normally you would be able to debate, right, the Republican in office and the Democrat in office, debate and come to some sort of middle ground. But they can't do that. And that's why I think people are getting so turned off on politics, because there's no more debate, civil debate, anymore. Everything is either it's my way or we hate you.
Right.
And, I mean, that's a terrible way to go.
No, and that goes for not even just politics, for society in general. I can say something that's an opinion of mine, and I will just get bashed for it because it offends other people.
I got one for you. Now I can't show it, so you're going to have to do it. But I have coffee with a friend every Friday after work, okay? And he came, and I met him there. He was shaking his head. I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "I was just leaving the house, and the news was on, right, local news, Some city in California banned the OK sign like this.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Because it means like
White power. You can't use the OK sign making the circle and your three fingers up anymore because it means the
First of
white
all,
power.
That's impeding on your constitutional rights. It's a freedom of expression.
Exactly.
You're expressing okay. And even if it's not, even if it is the other side, like, that's still your right as an American citizen to express
your
to express yourself.
Right. But the thing is that if you mean it as okay, I mean, kids do that a lot. They don't know anything about white supremacy. I mean, you know, little kids. It's just getting so far out of whack. Nobody can have a sense of humor anymore. Nobody can joke around with somebody.
You can't have a different opinion than other people. No. It's like this mob mentality that everybody's in. You say one thing that they don't agree with, or that, like, I don't even know, but, like, say you don't like green tea, or something. I'm just a stupid example, but just like a difference of opinion. They'll disown you. They'll tell you that you disrespected them by having a different opinion. And it's honestly, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's my opinion, and you don't have to think the same. And it doesn't mean I think of you as different, or
right.
I don't like you. Unless it's like something like really meaningful, like war. Like, I think war is bad. If I met someone that was like super, super, like war is good, but we need to do okay, like I probably don't like you. But if it's something as simple as, I don't think that you should do X with your child or with your animal or your pet or whatever, but you disagree and say that it's okay to do that, like, I'm probably not going to hate you.
Well,
how you live your life, and that's fine.
I know a fella on Facebook. I mean, I know him and his wife, and he's a very, 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 very devout Democrat. And that's okay. I mean, everybody has the right to their opinion, okay? And I think good debate is good, because sometimes you get a new idea or whatever. But, so we'll go back and forth. He dislikes Trump immensely. And so if I say something, he'll come on. You know, I mean, he'll get really nasty. But I know him. And I know he does, I mean, he's kidding around with me. So I'll have a couple friends who will get on there and say, he's a terrible names, okay? And I write him back. I message him on there. And I say, look at, Phil's not a bad guy. He and I talk like this in person. And he's a friend of mine. I said, he likes to, you know, use strong language in his debates, not swearing or anything like that. So I said, but he's a friend of mine. So this happens all the time, and these people end up apologizing to him, all right? Because you tell them, but if you just read that, you'd say, oh my gosh, these two people are nuts, you know, from the advantage. But why can't people debate on things without having people get offended with the other person, you know?
Oh, I know. I'm sorry, but it's not everyone's job to make sure you're not offended.
Right.
I think you've got
and it doesn't change my opinion of him,
right.
Because he's a complete 180 of what I think. I mean, that's how he thinks, and he's defending his spot, and I'm defending mine. And then he's an attorney, a retired attorney, and educated, and he puts things in a different way than I do, but I still like them. I don't,
right.
Because, you know, it's just crazy the way people are. They're automatically geared to hate somebody that doesn't agree with them.
Right, and it's absolutely ridiculous. And then there's no way for debate. It's, this is what you said is wrong, what you said is hurtful, it offends me, it's disrespectful. No, it's an opinion. Get over yourself.
Hey, if that was the case, everything Hermando Lawrence Cortez says is, I mean, she turns so many people off just by how she says things. I mean, let alone what her ideas are. It's the way she says it. I mean, she crucifies everybody. But I mean, you got to think, well, She's so far left that she's not really making sense, but she may not be a bad person. She's crazy. I don't agree with her,
Her viewpoints
but
are crazy, but maybe she's a good person.
yeah. I mean, and Pocahontas, I mean, she may be fun around the campfire, wearing feathers, but the things she says are kind of far out there. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. I posted something on Facebook. Was not even controversial. It was just my opinion. And I was looking posted to me malicious. I literally just like put something out
I
there.
think I remember that, and you
And
took so much heat that.
I got so much backlash from it. And like not even just on social media, like in real life, just people. And it's just amazing. It's absolutely incredible. The child,
Yeah.
everybody just gets so easily offended to such extreme lengths.
It's sad what our country's coming to because we don't have the I can't think of the word, but we were never like this. I mean, we never really said anything bad about a person's religious views, so much as they do now, hateful. We never, I mean, if you believed in the opposite of what somebody else did, you really talked about it more. I mean, Democrats and Republicans never got along together, but they were able to talk about things. I
And it's
mean,
okay to agree to disagree too. You
sure
don't
it
ever
is.
have to come to a agreement point. You can
No,
always agree to disagree.
that's right.
That's completely fine. If it bothers you that much, it's just, you know what, you see things
Now
differently.
bring the libertarian view into this. I mean, I had a girl on today that was running for, on my morning show, that was running for Commissioner of Public Safety. All right. And her and I don't agree on a lot of things, but believe it or not, I think she's probably in between a Democrat and Republican, okay? But she has more libertarian views. And I said, you got to listen to the podcast that Shannon does, on the internet station. I said, because she's a libertarian and has a lot of good points that have changed my view on some things. And she says, well, I think they're really a growing party and have a lot more influence than they used to. And she says, I'm looking for how the city's Libertarian Party is gonna be.
Saratoga County Libertarian Party is growing. I
Right.
know that. And so is Warren County. They're growing. I went to a Saratoga County Libertarian meeting,
Okay.
and then I was so busy I couldn't make it to the rest. But
Right.
they definitely are. They're doing a lot of stuff. And it honestly, libertarianism is really just you take something that the government is doing and you say, okay. Who are we hurting? Is this hurting anybody? Is there addiction? Are we stealing from anybody? And if the answer is yes, we're stealing from people and we're using force and there's a victim, then it's wrong. It's really simple. You just break it down. Are we hurting someone? Is there a victim? Are we stealing? Are we using force? Are we taking away a constitutional right?
Right.
And if we answer yes to any one of those, it's completely wrong to be doing. So it's really, and most people live their lives by that way, trying not to hurt people.
Right, and I
So
mean.
it's just crazy that people are so turned off by libertarianism, because it's really not complicated. It's not.
No, it isn't. And in comparing things, things that libertarians are for is smaller government, not so much money given to different social programs. People need to take more responsibility.
Personal responsibility for people.
And I think, and this person that was talking, in the article was saying that they're more. Not like, but they line up more with conservative values than a Republican, a Democrat, a liberal, because I think conservatives are for that too, smaller government, less spending on programs, on federal programs, more for state. State should have more rights and more personal freedoms. And like I say, it's not, they're not completely the same, but I think they line up more. If you had to pick a political party that you could say, well, they're a little bit more, I'd love to see conservatives and libertarians be the major political parties, to tell you the truth.
The main problem I have with the Libertarian Party is when people try to like back a politician that is not libertarian, that isn't like the best of
the world. I don't like that.
There are a lot of people that get really upset about that. They're like, they're not libertarian, so it's really, well, let's try to move the needle forward as much as possible. If this is another step towards our ultimate goal, and it's better than what we're doing right now, let's work towards it, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, there's a lot of purist libertarians I see in the party that just really, like, you'll see people that are leaning libertarian, and these purist libertarians are, like, not allowing them, or telling them they're not libertarian enough. But, like, a lot of people don't start as what they consider libertarian enough.
Right.
They, like, don't know much about it. They have the basic fundamental ideas. And then once they start learning more, they start talking to more libertarians, they really get more knowledge. They, like, open their eyes a little bit. And then they start to really, like, solidify that foundation that they have.
Yeah. I mean, I think they say, gee, you know what, that's what I think, and I didn't know that was a libertarian
view.
I mean, I know the Republicans are saying it that way, and the Democrats are saying it that way, but that's how I felt, you know, and I think, like you said, I think people need to be educated in the libertarian movement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may not agree with everything, but I think that most of what they say is common sense, how our country was founded, the principles it was founded on, and if we just stick to that, and I think, but you know what, in any movement, and we talked about this on the very first show that we did, even when libertarianism started, they started fractioning off, because you have the people that want to be pure libertarians. Hardcore and that's what, in any movement, but the
you have
common,
to be accepting of people that are interested
exactly,
in what you're doing. You
exactly.
might not be firm on all the ideas, but if you can just talk to them, start conversations,
yeah.
like eventually they might get there.
Yeah, exactly.
And like to just like push them away, like they're not good enough. It
turns
a lot of people off, I think.
What is the worst thing about the trait that is wrong and not having when you talk about a subject?
What?
It's education. If you would take time to kind of look into something rather than say, I don't like that, that's no good. But if you're educated, a little bit educated in a subject like libertarianism or being conservative or being liberal, you would have a better idea of what things are about. And you may be able to gravitate to that a little bit more. But if you just say, oh, I'm a libertarian, and somebody says, oh, you got the ideas. I mean, I was really surprised and kind of happy when she said that
why?
She, right.
You tell me I have stupid ideas and you're not saying why.
Well, exactly.
Because you're going to see if you're a libertarian and talk to people who aren't, you're going to find common ground about a lot of things. And they're going to be like, well, I guess I never really thought of it that way. I never really thought that. I just thought this guy was really they never really
get educated in what it
anymore.
Is. Well, it's like saying that, you know, just going back a little bit, that Trump is wrong, should be impeached, before that transcript came out. They didn't educate themselves in what that transcript says. There may be some changed their mind because of that, and maybe some didn't. But at least they tried to be informed on what the subject was about. And that's what you have to do. I mean, I don't think you can make a decision without knowing
the facts.
The facts.
Being educated, researching, taking the time to learn.
Right.
And just like I may not even be like conservative, curious, libertarian, but you know, I'm still learning. Every show that we do, every film that I read, I'm still learning new things. I probably get things wrong. I'm definitely not right 100% of the time. I know I get things wrong. And that's when I have really great listeners and supporters that will message me and tell me, hey, you're actually a little bit off about this. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. People that don't even, like, that aren't libertarians will message me, hey, you should maybe, like, look into this. Maybe you'll see maybe different people. Thank you for that information. Maybe it didn't change my mind, but it's good information. It's valuable to read and to learn about everything.
Right.
And not just stick. Soul
one
ideology.
Track mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you stay in your bubble, you never get to experience the outside world at all the details.
Sure.
That's very important.
That's right.
But I think somebody here's feeling a little
anxious.
Restless, so I think I'm going to cut it there. Maybe we'll make some brownies or something.
Oh.
Until next time,
all right.
Try to have a meaningful conversation without being offended.
That's right.
That's your goal. That's your challenge.
Hey, we'll see you next week. Okay, we're out here.